From the Shadow, number 5. Body, my house, my horse, my hound. What will I do when you are fallen? Mae Swenson. When craning my neck, vertebrae rose like stegosaurus plates, maybe a primal defense provoked by my reptile brain. Arms and legs also of the bird people. If I had to escape, my only hope was to outrun the lions taking stock. I had to grow my bear, throw my body to the racks. But every repetition betrayed the staging for its lack. The form I see in photos is not the body I see in the mirror. Whereas that striation, these glass wrists. Whereas that broad chest, this crooked spine. The body is a difficult animal to share space with, always shifting size and shape so the soul can't settle in, so the margins of dignity and dynasty seldom hold. I want a dark island or some armor that fits. Do I skip the gym to write these poems, risk a film of fat to coat my bones? If I connect the scars from these surgical incisions, my torso holds a ragged greater than symbol. What is my value today? It depends on which men later stand next to me, what I see that day in the mirror. Do my shoulders roll forward, skin doughing between chest and ribs, scarecrow legs poking through billowy pants? If I lose 10 pounds to prevent another blood clot, is my body dense enough to brace the bloated shadow collapsing into it? This body will fail me, I know. I know each cellular replication degrades the connections. Already my knees swell and ache. Already my teeth loosen at the root. Sometimes this arm throbs to remind me we survive by the slimmest margins. A gap in the teeth of time's whorish gape. Still, I return to the body. I relish its angles and genius, the way it holds the voice rattling my ribcage. I climb the rafters, sprint across city bridges, throw iron plates overhead only because I am able. But show me how to love a body without the need to grind it into an image the world is willing to reflect. The body is a difficult animal, but at least I know what it eats.